All right, friends and neighbors, boys and girls, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here. It is Human League Part 2. Great story last week. I got to hear the Part 2. Yeah,
it's a little bit interesting, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's a young man, Mr. Phil Oakey, that we introduced you to last week.
Right, and, who wore the makeup, trying to convince this girl's father to let the girl join his band. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
So we're going back a few years previous to that.
Ooh,
and he
okay.
really didn't really intend to be in a band per se.
All
but
right.
A couple of his friends coaxed him to replace their lead singer
okay.
in this new synthopop type band.
Okay.
And he reluctantly joined them. They put out a couple of albums, neither of which were doing well
right.
until they hit a program called Top of the Pops in 1980.
Okay.
And the second album began to get a little bit of traction.
Good.
But there was a lot of difference of opinion of how they should proceed.
Right.
So the two founding members decided they were going to leave and start another band and
yeah.
left Philip with the naming rights, but also any debt that may be found within the band.
Oops.
And then he was facing financial ruin. The tour promoters thought they were suggested that they were going to sue him and gave him about a week to round out a band. So hence we go back
pressure.
To
no pressure
the previous week. Then he goes back to the from the story from the previous week, he goes out to the nightclub and recruits a couple of young ladies to join the band.
Huge success.
Yep. The best things that could happen to him. And they go on to have some decent success, but they've had numerous problems with promoters and record companies and so on and so on, and consequently really never had the success that they deserved.